Bye, Tia.
Good evening. How are you?
Doing good. The truth is, I'm sleepy. That's
Some of
okay.
us. Yeah, but you're.
I'll wake up.
Please join me in saying the Anna Bakoas. Anna Bakoas. Gedula Chimita.
Yeah.
Asher Barishona. And I will appoint a place for my people Israel, and will plant them, that they may dwell in a place of their own, and be moved no more. Neither shall the children of wickedness afflict them any more, as at the first. And the eighth verse we say in a whisper. And I'm reading from the verse, or from the Parsha of Lech Lecha, section 3. Now Hashem said to Avram, this section, we're going to read verse 13. But this section is Sitrei Torah. Kad nafka itparka, v'sheva birkan lemecheve, aba legupa bisliku, ila'a ha'idiktiv, v'yomer Hashem, el Avram ha'nishmata, ila'a bach, Abba, legufa bisliku, idyokna ilana la'a. All souls of the world come forth from him, from Zeranthin. These souls enter the garden, the nukva, and descend into this world in order to be enclosed in a body. When a soul leaves there and is on its way down to this world, it receives seven blessings, so that it may be a father to the body being rightly elevated. Thus it is written, now Hashem said to Avram, this is the divine supernal soul, which is called Avram. It consists of two words, Av, meaning father, and Ram, meaning supernal or elevated. It is considered the father of the body and elevates to the level of the divine image by the chassidim that are drawn as it elevates and reaches Abba and Ima. This is a verse that's relatively easy to understand, even though it is Sitrei Torah. And this verse also relates to the subject of reincarnation, because it's speaking of the soul. But this verse is speaking of the relationship of the soul to the body. And that relationship is, the body is the child that needs to be taught and trained and educated. And the soul acts as the teacher, as the father. The soul is more elevated than the body. And yet what is implied by this verse and not really discussed in this verse is everybody thinks that the body will not return to the endless. But when you look at the process of the four phases that we have taught, the four phases is the process of creating desire. The soul comes from Zeranpin, phase 3. The body comes from Malchut, phase 4. Only the body is true desire. It takes the body to draw the light into the physical world. That essence, that strong desire to receive, is very much part of the plan of creation. This is the body. And after the sin of Adam and Chava, the body dies. But it's not a permanent death. It's also a process of cleansing in the grave, a process of decomposing in the grave, which is cleansing, and that it will be resurrected. Some say for 1,000 years, some say for other aspects. And we know, we have tradition that teaches us that there have been people who have gone to heaven with their body. Hanoch ben Yared, my namesake, Eliyahu Hanavi, Elijah the prophet, even Sarah bat Yaakov. There was a woman who went to heaven with her body intact, completely transformed. Does anybody have any questions? Today's class is Advanced Reincarnation. I believe it's class, it's either 29 or 30. When you open it up, going through the Revealed Wisdom section, it should open up so that the last number on the web address is 18. We're going to be studying Chapter 11, Section 1. Shmuel, the son of Rabbi Chaim Vital, and the editor of the writings of the Ari, says, I found an essay that is a brief summary of the entire subject of the reincarnation of Gilgul. And it seems to me that it is a choice selection of everything that has been said about the subject. It contains what a person absolutely needs to know in order that he may accomplish rectification. Here the categories of souls are detailed. The content of this section has already been written explicitly, or it was implied in the first sections of Chapter 1. See the extensive commentary that has been included there, and especially the tables of correspondences. The tables of correspondences are dealing with the worlds and the levels of soul and all of the things that we started out learning but have not yet integrated it into our essence. This section is really a review. It also goes into areas that are deeper. But as we mentioned repeatedly in the Esther Sefirot classes, and also in these classes, we need to repeat this material, because a klipa, the shell that covers our light, when that klipa is hanging on to us, and it literally does, in Rabbi Ashlag's writings, he describes seeing a klipa, trying to escape being destroyed by being in a mikveh, and seeing how it clung to the body and crawled up to the last hair until that hair went under the water. But the whole idea of what is a shell like a nut, like a walnut shell. It has to be broken. And when it's broken, like a walnut shell, only part of it breaks. And you have to then break the other part of it. And that's why it has to be constantly repeated until it becomes part of your essence, because the shell has been totally removed, totally torn apart, torn off of you. There are four worlds, and they are nicknamed Abiyah, Atzilut, Briyah, Yetzirah, and Asiya. Each world consists of five partsufim. They are Arichanpin, Abba and Ima, Zeranpin, and the Nukva of Zeranpin. However, there is an incongruity concerning them. This is new information about it being an incongruity. The souls of human beings are different than all the other aspects contained within the four worlds. In essence, we have a correspondence between a level of soul, like a nefesh and malchut. But there's a difference between nefesh and malchut in the other aspects, which we're going to have explained to us right now. Each of the three worlds of Briah, Yetzirah, and Asiya equals one of the three lower partsufim of Atzilut, Ima, Zeranpin, or Nukva. However, there are not two worlds above Briah, Yetzirah, and Asiya that replicate Abba and Arichanpin of Atzilut, because those levels are very hidden. This is the new information. This is the incongruity. We have five partsufim. By the way, this is my commentary. We have five partsufim, but we only have three worlds that we're discussing here. There's five worlds, we know that, but we always say Adam Kadmon, the highest world, is so close to the endless that we don't even consider it. It's to us, it's not a world, it's not a vessel, it's light. So how do we have five parts of theme, and what is their correspondences? How do we understand that? And that's the question. That's the incongruity. Each one of the three lower worlds is equal to one of the three lower partsufim of Atzilut, meaning it corresponds to. The two higher partsufim do not have such a correspondence. Although the Ari does not spell it out, the realm of souls has the same incongruity. Chaya and Yechida do not enter into the body or fit into any one of its vessels. This is a very deep concept. There's five levels of soul. There's five parts of thing. They correspond to each other. But the two highest levels of soul, the Ari is telling us, do not enter the body. Where are they? I'm not going to answer that question now, but the question needed to be asked. The souls of human beings are different than all the other aspects contained within the four worlds of Atzilut, Briah, Yetzirah, and Asiya. You may be asking why I keep mentioning the words and don't use the abbreviations. Because in my opinion, the abbreviation makes it easier to write, but the words themselves are the energy. And in my opinion, I have never read a Hebrew sentence where you have these abbreviations. And they're throughout the Zohar and throughout the writings of the Ari and throughout the writings of the Kabbalists. They would abbreviate certain things. But the abbreviations have a concentrated energy that, in my opinion, is too strong, at least for me. So I constantly say the words rather than use the abbreviation. Because they are the secret of you are the children to the Lord your God. A verse from Deuteronomy. There is a deeper connection between the souls and the Creator than there is between the worlds and the Creator. What does deeper connection mean? A question that we will eventually come to understand. There's a deeper, more immediate, and more intimate connection between the souls and the Creator than there is between the worlds and the Creator. The relationship of the Creator to the souls is like that of a father to a son. In other respects, however, the realm of the souls is a replicate of the worlds. Before I go on, I'm going to remind you, this is my commentary, but which isn't written, but I'm going to remind you Keter is a vessel. Keter is a sephirot. Adam Kadmon is the world corresponding to Keter. A world is a vessel. Why don't we use the same word, Keter, to describe the world, the parts of the soul level, and the vessel, the sephirah? Why do we use different words? There's no synonyms in Hebrew. So when we say they're the same thing, it's not really true. What's the difference between the soul, the world, the sephirah, the partsuf,